Welcome to the podcast for St. John the Baptist Church in Fort Lauderdale. Our mission is to nurture a community of faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Welcome to episode one of the St. John the Baptist Catholic Church podcast from Fort Lauderdale. We're going to be using this podcast to keep you up to date on things going on at the parish and also digging deeper into our Catholic faith. Now, you can follow the show on Apple Podcast and Spotify, and that will let you, when you follow the show, you'll get a little notification on your phone every time we release a new episode. Well, there's an event coming up that we want to share with you, and that is the Day of Recollection that's being hosted by the Women's Guild. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 9:30 in the morning in the parish hall. Father Gary Wiseman is our guest speaker, and he will present, What Does the Lord Require of Us But to Act Justly, Love Tenderly, and Walk Humbly with Our God? A light breakfast and a lunch will be served. You don't need reservations, and there will be an opportunity to receive the Sacrament of Reconciliation after lunch. So we hope to see you at this annual Lenten reflection. Also coming up with something very popular during Lent is the fish fry. The Men's Club Lenten Fish Fry is Friday, March 22nd, going to be at 6 o'clock in the evening in the parish hall. Pre-sale tickets are going to be sold on the weekend before, March 16th and 17th, for $20. And at the door, tickets are $25 each. And of course, if you have kids, 12 and younger, they are just $10.
St. John the Baptist has a new website. Be sure to check out all the wonderful new resources on the new website, which includes our new Know Your Faith section, where you'll find lots of resources. You can learn more about the saints, Catholic social teaching, the structure of the Mass, and Catholic devotions. So check out our new website as stjohncc.org.
The season of Lent is underway, and it's a time to take spiritual stock of our lives. You know, Lent asks us to focus on those things which are truly important. Very often in life, we can get entangled in things that, well, in the end, they don't really matter a whole lot. And the season of Lent asks us to look at those things that matter unto eternity, our relationship with Jesus, our spiritual life. It's like a mirror that's held up to us during the 40-day retreat of Lent, as we prepare to celebrate the most important event in human history, the Paschal Mystery, the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus, his ascension into heaven, and the coming of God the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. These are the things that matter, and how well we have integrated them into our lives matters very, very much. Matters unto eternity. And so Lent is a serious time for introspection, for each of us to ask the important questions, where am I in my relationship with Jesus? Have I grown since last year during Lent? Have I grown in my spiritual life? You know, for most of us, it's very easy to become self-indulgent. Indulge yourself in food, in materialistic things like buying yourself all kind of things, whatever it might be. Our world encourages us to indulge ourselves, but Lent calls us away from that very common invitation that the culture gives us. Lent calls us to self-denial, to deflate our egos, as it were, so that we might open greater space in our lives for God. Now, this call to a greater time of prayer, you and I can find challenging. We are stingy with our time. We want to watch television. We want to scroll our phones, our iPads, watch Netflix, play video games, go to dinner with our friends. There's only so much time in the day, and it seems like a lot of us put the spiritual aspects at the very end. If I have time, I'll say some prayers tonight. If I have time, I'll read the Bible. Lent calls us to be more generous with our time with God, to open our lives more fully to times of prayer. Just sitting quietly, silently, allowing God to speak to our hearts and responding to what He has to tell us. You know, we can become so indulgent with food, Lent asks us again to open ourselves, to be willing to deprive ourselves of some of that intake at meals and fast. Fast from those things so there's more room for God in our hearts, in our lives. In addition to being stingy with our time, we can really be iron-fisted with our possessions, not wanting to let them go and wanting to accumulate more and more. Lent asks us to open our hands and our hearts, to be more generous in almsgiving and charity. Those are the invitations, the important invitations that Lent places before us as we prepare to celebrate the Easter mysteries. Now, one of the most distinctive qualities you notice when you come to church during the season of Lent is the color purple, the vestment that the priests and the deacons may be wearing. And sometimes you'll see it around the church, different coverings, the altar may be covered in purple, and it's a color that really stands out. But a lot of people don't know why purple was chosen by the church to be the color of Lent. Well, there are really two reasons why it became the color. You see, in ancient times, purple was reserved to royalty and very, very wealthy people. It was a very difficult color to dye cloth, a very expensive process. In fact, if you look at the 16th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, verse 14, St. Luke, who wrote the Acts of the Apostles, introduces us to a woman called Lydia. She was a Christian, and the church met in her home. He describes her as a dealer of purple cloth. And that was a way of telling us that Lydia was a woman of significant means. She was a very wealthy businesswoman, a dealer of purple cloth. And so purple was reserved very much for royalty, the very, very well-to-do in society. When you see the color purple during Lent, it's a reminder of how the Lord in his passion was mocked by the Roman soldiers as king of the Jews. They disparaged his true royalty, so that the purple reminds us of the true royalty of Christ and how he suffered for us selflessly during his passion and death. Secondly, the color purple is our response to the selfless love of the Savior. It's a color of penitence and repentance. And so when we see that color, in addition to reminding us of the royalty of Christ, it's a reminder of how we respond to his love by repenting and taking on penance during this holy season. So as you see those visible reminders, you know, when we put on clothes, many times our outward clothing expresses what we're feeling internally. Like if you go to a funeral, you're probably going to wear black, right? Or some muted color. If you go to a wedding or some festive occasion, the clothing is more colorful, right? So our outward clothing expresses our inner feelings very often. And so it is with the vestments during the Lenten season and the colors throughout the church. The outward color of purple reminds us that inwardly we need to be acknowledging the kingship of Christ over us, and we need to respond to his love in repentance. Thanks for listening to the St. John the Baptist Catholic Church podcast from Fort Lauderdale. Be sure to follow our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That way, you'll be notified every time we release a new episode.